Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody.
Have you had a good week?
Yes, very tiring but a good week.
Good, yes. I'm at the stage of tired too. And I'm like, I've still got a few weeks to go to the end of the year. But that's all right, we are good.
We are good.
And yes. We could be good even though we're tired.
Exactly.
Now, last week we had the release of A Time with Rosemary, Joy to the World. So we hope that you've had an opportunity to watch that. If you haven't, there is still time. You can register on our website. It's free to register. And then you just get sent a link with the video that you can watch. And you spoke about the joy of the Lord. And this week in our podcast, we're speaking about more joy. And that is because you had so much to say, you couldn't say it in that one time.
Because when you're with God, joy just explodes.
Mm,
mm. Yep. And it's never ending. That's what heaven's going to be like. A joy-filled place where we're praising and worshiping God 24/7.
Mm, mm. And you spoke about how God is our joy and that we can also, in our life, we can enjoy God even though we're going through struggles. Even though we might be in the midst of hardship, we can still have joy in God.
Yeah, it's like, well, we just started out with, hey, we're tired, but we're good. Meaning we feel okay in our spirits, but maybe our bodies are physically tired, are mentally a bit tired, but we're doing okay. Same. You know, we can have external circumstances that aren't good, but internally we're still joy-filled for the Lord.
Mm. There was a few things in this week's Heartbeat that you spoke about that kind of jumped out at me. And the first one is you were talking about how we could ask if we felt that we were broken or if we were a bad person. And if we're really honest, we're all broken. But how can we then experience the joy of the Lord? And you then followed that by saying, well, God came for the broken, the sick, the disease.
Yeah.
But the part that really jumped out to me was then you talked about the story of the loaves and fishes, how Jesus prayed over these five loaves and two fish, or was it, I always get it wrong, five fish and two loaves. Anyway, but that then the point that you were trying to make was that at the end of everyone eating their fill, Jesus collected the remnants.
Yes.
And I'd never thought about it like the way that you described it before, how Jesus, in collecting all the remnants, you were saying that it's like God, he never leaves anything behind. God collects everything. So if we feel broken, if we feel like we are the remnants of something, the leftovers, that God doesn't leave any leftovers behind.
No, they're not thrown in the bin.
No.
They're not discarded. He collects all to himself.
Mm.
And for then to share with others down the track, to come unto himself, to be hugged and loved, because I'm talking about people, you know, that God has a purpose for all things and all people and basically all situations.
Mm.
He is sovereign Lord.
Mm.
And so even when you think like that wasn't a good experience or that was a bad event or whatever, God can turn good into it, out of it, because he is Lord and he is in charge.
No, it was a good image for me because I'd never thought about, like, you drawing from that story, that image of collecting everything.
Well,
I've
in
not
the
thought
Old
of
Testament,
the before.
No, but in the
what
Old Testament,
did they do with them?
Yeah. So often he talks about the remnants of the Israelites, the remnants of the exiles who came back. And remnants is always like part of, the leftovers, the ones left behind or what is just left there. But God draws all them to himself and it just makes me feel so extra special that I'm included.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, that you are, well, a part of God. He wants you to be part of him.
Yes.
Yeah. The next thing that stood out to me was you shared about the scripture Zephaniah 3:17. So I'm just going to share it again now. And it says this: "The Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a savior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy." And the end of the verse says he will exult over you with singing. And then you like share about how God would sing over us. But the image that you then shared was as if you had a mother with her baby, cradling her baby and singing over her baby. And you sing over your baby because you're trying to comfort them.
Settle them, make them feel peace, at peace. And
And so the image then you were giving us is that that's God. And I imagine God holding me like a big baby.
Yes.
And singing over me with his joy. And giving us that comfort and peace. And I just thought that was a beautiful image of picturing God in the same way a mother sings over her child.
Well, God can sing over us, and we're not necessarily in a position of repose and going off to sleep, say, like a baby.
Yeah.
But he still sings over us with dynamic joy. Yes, fantastic, amen, hallelujah. My child is you know, doing well and exalting us. But then it's all the concepts of when we're doing well and when we're not doing well.
Mm.
When we have need of comfort and compassion, and when we have need of great joy and celebration. God can sing over all of us for that. Mm. His tune changes. But he's still singing over
us. As a parent does.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought that was really beautiful. And then in talking about, I suppose, back to the part of feeling broken or times when we're going through hardship and struggle, you gave the example of St. Paul in prison, encouraging those in Corinth and Philippi, and how he's doing that from a time of hardship.
Well, we think often, and it's not, it's lives of the saints that we read about, but I've seen it in people who live here and now and haven't been classed as a saint as yet, and if maybe never, but they will be saints, because when we go to heaven, we'll all be saints. But they speak of encouragement and great joy and telling us we're doing okay, and we think that they must be in a fantastic place. Sometimes they're in the worst place ever to be, like Paul in prison. They could be in the worst place ever on an island with disease. They could be in the worst place ever in an environment of drugs or gangs or, you know, despair or abuse. But they've got this relationship with the Lord that overrides everything, and that's where the joy comes from.
And I think then what kind of spoke to me again, there was a lot that jumped out to me in this heartbeat, was in what you just said there, and following up from that, you then give the story of the man who goes and he discovers this field, this treasure, and so he goes and sells everything to have the field, because within the field is the treasure. And that for me is what sums up joy in God, in that you will give everything because you've discovered God. So, because I find when you explained about how do we enjoy God, I find that a difficult concept to, how do I enjoy God? Like,
but I often try, and I know God is way above humanity, but we're made in his image and likeness. So all my emotions and thoughts and feelings and the good things, not the bad things, that are me, God gave to me from him. So he laughs at a joke. He has tears in his eyes when he sees something, someone in need. I try to put that perspective of, when I enjoy things, do you not think God, seated on his throne, enjoys us? That he wants us to enjoy him? You know, I often think in my family, and Emma, my daughter, who's with me does exactly the same thing. I have a joke. I think something is funny. And everyone in my family is actually laughing at me, not at the joke.
In love. Yeah.
Yeah, in love. I don't feel bad about it, and they don't feel bad about it. but they are actually enjoying me. And I laugh. So do you not think God laughs and enjoys when something happens to us and we enjoy life, or we open a present and we enjoy something we've got? And he goes, yes, I'm so excited for them. I try to go, well, Lord, you must be excited when I feel the same about you, when I read something in scripture and I go, oh my goodness, I've never seen that before. I'm enjoying the word of God. I'm enjoying his thoughts, his mind, his feelings towards me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I suppose when you shared that parable at the end there, that's kind of what then kind of made it click for me. It's like, well, when you discover that joy,
you sell the cause everything. Of the joy
is you sell everything for that.
You risk everything.
Yeah.
It's like it actually is starting me to feel a bit, bringing me to tears because when you find God, you found everything that you ever need. If you want 100% happiness, find God. If you want 100% peace, find God. If you want 100% joy, find God. And you do, you risk everything to get him.
Yeah, and that kind of, to me, sums up the whole thing. Like, you then said, like, you can't even really describe joy. But when you discover the joy in God, then exactly that, you have everything. So I was thinking right now to end the podcast, because it's hard to describe, can you lead us right now in a prayer for everyone listening, that they would discover joy?
Of course.
Yeah. So let's finish today with that we're praying for everyone, that they would discover the joy of God.
So let us start with the sign of the cross, because we're inviting our God, who is three in one, to be with us as we share this prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Dear loving Father, would you show us your joy? Would you guide us in how we can enjoy you more? We desire this relationship with you. We desire this relationship with your Son. We desire this relationship with your Spirit. Would you grace us with how we can do that better? Do that for the first time? Do that always, forever after? Lord, we are willing to, I guess, try anything if we can capture that treasure, capture that joy of you, Lord. And we put it back into your hands. We place ourselves at your throne and we ask you to come. And we know, Lord, when we ask you to come, you're already there. You just wait for the invitation. So we are inviting you right now into our lives, if not for the first time, more and more and more deeper every day with you, Lord. And we thank you that we can ask you in your almighty name, in the name of your Son, the Saviour, and with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. The Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the weekly challenge for this week is to pray that God would bring you his joy, that you would continue just to pray that into your life every day this week. We look forward to chatting with you all next week. We hope that that's really blessed you, and we hope you have a great week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.